it's different. It's different. But, I mean, they do a good job, you know, with their offensive line, do a good job running the ball. You know, Tannehill's had a real high percentage of completions in the last half of the season. I mean, he had before then, but, you know, especially in the last, whatever it is, 5-6 games. So, you know, they do a good job. Well, they don't have to, but they do. I mean, unless they get way ahead like they did against us, then they just, you know, didn't bring them in the last part of our game. But most of the time, they mix it up. They rush four. They rush five, sometimes six, different combinations. Then they all come, corners, nickelbacks, safeties, linebackers. Sometimes they use their ends in coverage. Sometimes they don't. But they mix it up on you. They definitely spin the wheel in terms of their defensive calls. But there have been examples, our game, second half of the San Diego game, where they just, you know, rush four in passing situations, and they can definitely get there. I mean, they got a lot of good rushers, but they oftentimes bring more than that. I mean, I think he's what we thought he would be. But, you know, when you work with somebody, you obviously get to know him a lot better. But he, you know, he played outside linebacker in college and at Tennessee, and he played defensive end in sub situations, which is pretty common for a lot of guys like him, like a Rob Ninkovich type of guy. So, but until we actually had him, we didn't know exactly how that would manifest itself. But he's smart, and he's had a lot of experience playing on his feet, and he's had a lot of experience playing down. And we've been in a lot of nickel defense over the last, I'd say, probably 2 months. So not exclusively, but a lot. So his defensive end role has become a lot bigger than the outside linebacker role, just because we haven't been in a lot of our base defense. So, but could he play linebacker and play on his feet if, you know, had that percentage been different? Had we been, you know, over 50% base defense in the last couple of months? I mean, I think he's certainly capable of playing outside linebacker. Did that in college, did it at Tennessee, and did it for us since he's been here. But it's just, you know, the number of snaps that we've been in that have been pretty limited. So that's... I'd say he has done about what we have expected him to do. He learned very quickly, got on the field quickly, has a lot of position flexibility physically, and has a lot of position flexibility mentally in terms of assignments and, you know, rushing, covering, man coverage, zone coverage. You know, he has a good feel for the game. He's a smart guy, and he's an instinctive player. You know, like Rob, different than Rob, but like Rob. So it's pretty much about what we thought it would be. But we certainly know a lot more, having worked with him on a daily basis over the last couple of months, than what we knew, you know, just scouting a guy off a film at Tennessee.